When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You are now rocking with the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape, where we bring you the latest and greatest in black and brown baseball players. From the field to the dugout to the locker room, midnight to high noon to doubleheaders in June, we got it covered. So lock in with The Gambler, D. Grubb, Young Currit, JP the Rook, OG Mark Gray, and the boss, the skipper, Rob Parker. Let's get it.
The seven deadly venoms of all pros, MLB bros coming to Los Angeles, New York to Kansas. Four starters who bang the ball harder, giving love to the baseball thugs. The forefathers who mug the wall robbers, our home run balls and raw hat swatters. The base swipers, diamond igniters. Aaron Judge drilling shots at the top of the league.
He hit another one, he hit another one, Judge, he hit another one. It's so freaking, freaking fine, so fine to be number 99. Hit another one, he hit another one, a boom and a blast, yo, Judge, just hit another one. It could be so fine to be live, to be number 99. Here's another one, all rise for the standing, cause the plane has landed. Pinstripe wild bandanas, in the pitch like it's a hammer. That's just number 99, one short of 100, infinite in the fans' mind. Bro bombing to the bleachers, a beast of the Easter. Hit another one, he hit another one, Judge just hit another one. It's so freaky, freaky fine, so fine to be number 99. Hit another one, he hit another one, a boom and a blast, yo, Judge just hit another one. It could be so fine to be live, to be number 99. Here's another one.
Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another one. Judge just hit another one.
Thank you.
classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bro Podcast. It's those classic hits with David Grubb on MLB Bro Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I'm David Grubb, and welcome to another week of classic hits on the MLB Bro Show podcast, The Mixtape. We're taking a ride with maybe the most well-traveled player in Major League Baseball history, Edwin Jackson. See, Jackson didn't take the typical route to the big leagues. He was born in Germany, and he's just one of 27 players all time to be born in Deutschland. The Army brat moved to the U.S. with a stop in Louisiana before making his way to Columbus, Georgia's Shaw High School. As an outfielder, Edwin led the Raiders to the 2001 4A state championship, drawing the attention of scouts along the way. Jackson was taken by the Dodgers in the sixth round of that year's draft, and they immediately turned him into a pitcher. In something out of a Hollywood script, Edwin Jackson's major league debut happened on his 20th birthday, facing off against Hall of Famer and five-time Cy Young Award winner Randy Johnson and Arizona Diamondbacks. Jackson went out, pitched six innings, allowing only four hits and one earned run to collect his first win in the show. After that, he could never find really a consistent spot in the rotation, going 6-4 with an ERA over 5 in three seasons. He was traded to Tampa and then made his way to Detroit, where his career started to come together. Jackson made the American League All-Star team in 2009, finishing the season second only to Justin Verlander on the Tigers in both wins and earned run average. In 2010, he was traded back to where he made his debut, joining the Diamondbacks this time. In June of that year, he pitched a no-no against another one of his former teams, the Rays, becoming the first pitcher to do that in 20 years. He also became the first German-born player to throw a no-hitter, the first melanated mild marauder to do so since Doc Gooden in 1996, and the first MLB bro in the National League to do it since Bob Gibson back in 1971. So yeah, it was a hell of a day for Edwin Jackson. After going 11-9 over parts of two seasons with the White Sox, Edwin was traded again, this time to the St. Louis Cardinals, and it was perfect timing for everybody. He went 5-2 in 12 regular season starts and 1-1 over 4 postseason starts as the Cardinals won the 2011 World Series. Following that magical run, Jackson remained a contributor and a journeyman, playing for the Nationals, Cubs, Braves, Marlins, Padres, Orioles, A's, and Blue Jays before finally ending his career back in Detroit. All said and done, E-Jax gave 17 seasons to Major League Baseball, wearing the colors of 14 teams, a record that still stands. Edwin Jackson went a lot of places and left a mark at each one. I'm David Grubb. This has been Classic Hits. Now back to the mix.
Going deep with OG Mark Gray.
Finally, the Oakland A's did something in the best interest of their fan base. Too bad they didn't work as efficiently for the stadium issue. It's your boy Mark Gray, the MLB OG, and I'm rocking the mic for the mixtape. That Glenn Kuiper lost his job for dropping the N-word only signifies just how bad things have gotten for the A's in Oakland. This franchise decided it was their best interest to cut away from the potential vitriol and social embarrassment that was Kuiper after he used the N-word with the long E. Now look, I don't want to just brand this guy as some kind of malignant racist, some narcissistic fool who wants to spew venom about diversity in society, but the fact remains, there are certain barriers you cannot cross, there's certain mistakes that you cannot make, and one of them is to slip up when referring to the Negro League Museum with a pejorative that conjures up images of a horrific time in American society. Now look, we're in this society where a person can have a slip of the tongue and can have catastrophic consequences. So before everybody starts piling on, I'd like to offer up the name Jemele Hill, who called former president number 45 a white supremacist, but she effectively lost her job. So the moral to the story is, if a sister can't call a proven supremacist what he is, I guess now a white broadcaster can't have a slip in the tongue and mistakenly use the N-word than just Major League Baseball. It's your boy Mark Gray, the MLB OG, and I'm going deep for the mixtape.
Going deep with OG Mark Gray.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Black Ace Report. The Black Ace Report. It's the Black Ace Report. The Black Ace Report.
What's up, everybody? This is Justin Petrillo with the Black Ace Report on the MLB Bro Show podcast mixtape. Here's where you get the latest on the melanated Mountain Marauders, who are shoving with precision and pumping out all across the big leagues. So let's check the report. After starting off the season 0-4, Josiah Gray is really heating up. He pitched May 21st against the Tigers, where he went 5 innings, allowing 3 hits and 1 run. This is now Gray's 4th win in his previous 6 starts, and is now 4-5 on the year with a 2.65 ERA, the lowest it has ever gotten all season. Blackjack Flaherty was solid against one of the best teams in the league, the Dodgers, going 4 2/3 innings, giving up 4 hits and 3 runs. He did just enough to help lead his team to victory, as the Cardinals have won in each of Flaherty's previous 3 starts. Marcus Stroman picked up 2 wins this week, going a combined 14 innings, allowing a combined 7 hits and 3 runs. After starting off the season 2-0, the Stro Show has not gotten back in the win column in his next 7 starts, with these 2 performances being his first wins since. He is now 4-4 on the year with a 2.95 ERA. Fly Ty Walker bounced back in a huge way May 21st against the Cubs. He pitched 5 1/3 innings, giving up only 2 hits and no runs. After not even making it out of the first inning in his start before that, Walker shook it off and was very much in command of his arsenal. That's the Black Ace Report for this week. This is JP the Rook. Now back to the mix.
Cedric CM Storm Mullins had 2 5-hit games, including one which hit a cycle between May 12th and May 22nd. This latest was his third career 5-hit performance. His batting average went way up into the 280s after the weekend 5-hit game and had 7 homers and one of the best base swipers in baseball. And the last guy to go 30-30 in the season in 2021. He also get caught less than anybody else. The way Cedric Mullins is tearing it up from the outfield and from the leadoff spot is giving us Tim Raines and Kenny Lofton vibes, but with more pop. If Mullins keep up this production, he's on his way to the All-Star game for the second time of his career. The 5'9" center fielder has Baltimore on the heels of the AL East division-leading Tampa Bay Rays with one of the best records in baseball. The 5'2" MLB Bro Bomber is the straw that stirs up the drink for the young O's team that just gets better and better. Sort of like the career we call the man CM Storm. He's definitely making those hits rain and be more. We'll be serving it up all season long right here on MLB Bros Podcast, The Mixtape. I'm Devon Cook. Stay hungry.
You are now entering the world of MLB Bro Show Podcast, The Mixtape. Do not adjust your speakers. What you are hearing is real. It is the sound of black baseball.
It's not always sunshine and roses. The bros flow from the holy grail, the mind of Moses. The various strategies we use, bun on the poses. Can't cherry pick when they running out of motor. The science of the pitch don't lie in velocity. The mind behind the physical, building methodology. Dave Winfield, Dave Parker, Dave Roberts, Dave Justice. Dangerous D for simple destruction. Stop stealing signs, stop shooting pistols. Come and enjoy the miracle, the bro ritual. Watch Jimmy Rollins, watch Joe Foster. Derek Bell had a spot where he parked his Porsche. Remember when Joe Carter, he tore the North up. Walk off rings and things, those days was awesome. MLB Bro Show, so follow us. We hitting anything out the park like Bam Bam Collier. It's not always sunshine and roses. The bro flow from the holy grail, the mind of Moses. Various strategies we use, front on the posers. Can't cherry pick when they running out of motor. The science of the pitch don't lie in velocity. The mind behind the physical, building methodology. Strike one, strike two, work this count like double overtime. Murk this clown like the bottom of the nine. It's not always sunshine and roses. The bros flow from the holy grail, the mind of Moses. The various struggles that we use, but on the posers. Can't cherry pick when they running out of motor. MLB Bro Show Podcast, The Mixtape. Catch us every Friday on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your banging podcasts.
War, wins, OPS, ERA plus.
Baseball is a game of stats. I'm Sebastian Ball, and I'm the numbers man. Cause in the streets I'm well known
like the number man. KRP, why you playing so much?
Tristan McKenzie was placed on the injured list on March 30th of this year after suffering a shoulder strain. The Guardians, coming off of a 92-win season, were looking to repeat as AL Central champions. However, the loss of their ace has made that difficult so far. McKenzie made his first rehab start on Saturday, May 20th, notching 3 scoreless innings. If the Guardians plan on defending their AL Central title, getting back Tristan McKenzie will be a huge boost. McKenzie took a huge stride last year, going from a 4.95 ERA in 2021 to 2.96 in 2022. This was thanks to his much improved walk rate and home run rate. McKenzie walks hitters just 5.9% of the time, almost half of his 11.7% clip from 2021. This paired with a home run per fly ball percentage of just 10.3% made for an expected ERA of 3.54 last season, a big improvement from the 4.42 in 2021. So what can you expect from McKenzie upon his return this season? McKenzie's 2.96 ERA from last season may be a slightly unrealistic expectation of his production for 2023, especially coming off of an injury. His skill interactive ERA was 3.57 last year, his fielding independent pitching was 3.59, and his expected ERA was 3.54. So an ERA around 3.5 to 3.6 would be a good season for the Guardian star. With production even close to his 2022, the Guardians will be once again the ones to watch in the AL Central. Baseball is a game of stats. I'm Sebastian Baugh, And I'm the numbers man.
Because in the streets, I'm well known like the number man.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to do my name.
That's my game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Baby, we can play some baseball. We can play some baseball too. Baby, we can play some baseball. It's a game for me and you.
Look at all the bros, old and wildin' again. Melanated pros, styling again. The Cardinals up, and they sent down Jordan Walker. That's what they get. Writing books without no author. Meanwhile, the bros are hot like fish grease. Fly like the Met Gala. Mississippi Masala. Drop top and parlor dripping. Lamonte Wade is hitting. Close to 400. His last 25 at bats, he's straight stunning. Movies playing all over the place. Second base, shortstop, right field, bat pop. He's one of those short shots. Nick Gordon's to the batter's box. Josh Bell's power surging, Hunter Green serving, 100 mile heaters, world beaters. Josiah Gray is pounding the zone, and ERA under 3, let's just crown him at home. The new black ace for DC, live on TV, leading the band of bros who stay alive like the BGs, let's go.
Thank you.
not.
Young Crit here to tell you about the Bro Bombers.
What's up, everybody? This is Young Crit, and this is my weekly countdown of the biggest plays made by MLB Bros over the past 7 days. This week, coming in at number 5, we have Braves outfielder Money Mike Harris, who despite his struggles at the plate, continues to make spectacular catches and throws from center field. After a day off, he should be reset and refocused and ready to get back to it at the plate. Up next at number 4, we have San Francisco Giants outfielder, late night, Lamonte Wade, who gets on base and makes things happen. He's currently third among MLB Bros in OPS, behind the likes of Cedric Mullins and Aaron Judge. Last week, he scored 4 runs in 6 games. Sitting in the 3 spot, we've got Marcus Semien, who continues to rake for the first place Texas Rangers. Last week, in 6 games, he collected 11 hits, had a home run and 5 RBI. And at number 2 this week, we have Orioles outfielder, Cedric Mullins, red hot right now. After hitting for the cycle last week, he followed that up with a 5-hit performance with 2 doubles and an 8-3 win over the Blue Jays on Sunday. And finally, number 1 on Crit's countdown, the Judge is officially back. Last week, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge collected 12 hits, 6 home runs, and 12 RBI. The reigning MLB Bro of the Year has regained his mojo and is red hot. That's it. Until next week, I'm Young Crit. And this has been Crit's Countdown on the MLB Bro Show podcast mixtape. Now, back to the mix.
I'm Rob, and that's my rant.
Today, I'm ranting about Major League Baseball. And not in a bad way, but a good way. Major League Baseball got it right. I was one of the skeptical ones about the rule changes, about the pitch clock, but you know what? The fans have spoken. And last weekend, Major League Baseball drew over 1.5 million fans to ballparks all across Baseball America. It was the largest weekend crowd for an April or May weekend in 6 years. Yes, fans want to see Aaron Judge and Mookie Betts and Devin Williams and all these other great stars in the game. And they love the idea that the game is only 2 hours and 20 or 15 minutes. It doesn't bother them because the game hasn't been altered. I'm on my 10 straight game road trip, and I've been all over Baseball America, and I gotta tell you, I was in Cleveland on Monday. The game was 2 hours and 15 minutes. I was in Milwaukee on Wednesday. 2 hours and 9 minutes, the official time of the game. Is this 1975?
No way, no how.
Baseball got it right, and hear me out. Expect to see record-breaking numbers this summer for Major League Baseball. The best April or May weekend in 6 years, it says a lot about where the game is headed. I'm ranting.
I'm Rob.
But this time, baseball, you get credit.
It's the gambler's choice. It's the gambler's voice this week.
What do you do, folks? It's your boy Charles Younger here, and I'm bringing you not just hot takes, but smart takes with Take That on MLBBro.com.
Take That from MLBBro.com.
Number 6, center fielder Lorenzo Cain.
Two-time All-Star outfielder Lorenzo Cain decided to hang up his cleats and retired as a Kansas City Royal, the team he helped lead to back-to-back World Series appearances, winning it all in 2015. Cain was a consummate professional and great leadoff hitter with a career average of .284 and got on base at a .343 clip. Also amazing in the field as a four-time Defensive Player of the Year.
Lorenzo Cain with a marvelous catch.
And a American League All-Star in 2015 with a .307 average, 12 homers, 72 ribeyes, 36 swipes, and scored 101 runs, helping the Royals to the AL Central title and finishing that dream with the franchise's second World Series championship. Kane was voted to the All-Star team again in the National League with the Milwaukee Brewers in 2018, batting .308 with 10 long balls, 38 RBI, and 30 stolen bases, and reached base at almost 40% of his at-bats.
Lorenzo Kane.
If Kane's career was a sandwich, the meat would be with the Royals, and the bread was with the Brewers. Get it? Bread, grain, yeast, beer. Moving on. Which is why Zoe chose to hang him up with Kansas City. So congratulations to Lorenzo Kane on a fantastic professional baseball career. I told you I bring you nothing but smart takes, not just hot takes. And this was Take That on MLBBro.com. I'm Charles Younger.
MLBBro.com, covering black and brown major leagues.
The Rundown. MLB Bro Show Podcast. The
Mega
Mixtape.
KRP, why you playing so much?
Bellas getting laid to rest. MLB Bro rocks the best. Speakers getting low with heat. The Bros are back from MLB. Bellas getting laid to rest. MLB Bro rocks the best. Speakers getting low with heat. The Bros are back from MLB.
It's the MLB Bro Show. Disciples with rifles and exit velocity and power. That's moving like the pilot in the 80s. Still kissing babies, everything aces when the bros is on the bases. That Lou Rock, Tim Anderson, school of New Rock. 30-30-30 birds is buzzing for Cedric Mullins. Without the shift, these dudes are straight pulling, abusing the side, leaving pitches in ruins. Wake up in the morning, cock the pistol, that's a figure speech. That means I'm ready for BP and that 90 heat. My bat's on prism, quick like Jazz Chisholm. My versatility peak with technique like Vaughn Grissom. This ain't the NBA where superstars do gunplay. MLB pros shoot the shit and turn the double play. Go Glove, J.P. Crawford do it fade and wait. Airbender, Devin Williams tosses made to bake. Put it in the oven, you got Andrew McCutcheon. A Mookie Betts MVP pedigree on the set. 2023, the bros is in abundance when it's 20 of us. They say it seems like 100. MLB Bro Show, mixtape production. Bunting, stunting, running, and gunning. The three outcomes that we smash like the pumpkins. We want all the smoke. We do all the functions. Ricky coming with the spikes. We Kurt flooding the mic like Jeter in the ninth. Joe and Joe Carter, bat flip for the chip. There's nothing wilder than a bro loading the clip. At the stadium, chilling. The bat is on grip. Op on the mound, complexion brown. We really bouted the sound. The black Frank White's here to excite. Glove proper. Crowd ducking from the Texas Chirapa. MLB bro written across the baseline. Call Hank Aaron in heaven. I want a FaceTime. All pro show is bro, bro is of a game. Winfield tall and Satchel Paige made. Mookie Betts keep winning. The crowd's amazed. Buck O'Neill feel face knocking, loving the game. From money, Michael Harris, who smoke just like a challenge. Josh Bell out in Cleveland. Simeon in Dallas. Josh Naylor, the Impaler. Keep Brian Hayes. Giancarlo Stanton. Badu in the Lions cage. Tommy Pham, Trent Grisham, Dusty's wisdom. Let the rhythm hit him. Let the gifted lift him.
MLB bro fro bangs from outfield. Traps the grassroots fields where the future's black. So come one, gather round on the mound. It's the rundown, rundown.
Bellas getting laid to rest. MLB bro rocks the best. Speakers getting low with heat. The bros are back from MLB. Bellas getting laid to rest. MLB bro rocks the best. Speakers getting low with heat. The bros are back from MLB.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.